Joining us via telephone is Brenda Nicholas. She is the Somerset County Long-Term Care Ombudsman. She is the volunteer coordinator for the program. So looking forward to finding out what this is and the work that she does. Brenda, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Brenda, many of us have heard this word before, but do not understand what an ombudsman is. Could you define that for many people out there?
An ombudsman is actually a Swedish term that stands for citizen representative. An ombudsman's services is always free and confidential. And Pennsylvania ombudsmans, as myself, are trained individuals who advocate to resolve complaints on behalf of our residents who are receiving long-term care services.
Say that there is a family concern. This involves going out and doing actual investigations too, right?
Yes, yes. Families can call with concerns, but we are resident directed. That means we would have to visit the facility, mm-hmm. visit the resident, and ask their permission to carry on the concern.
Yeah. And so it's the role also to educate what the programs are all about and answer any questions and all concerns that anybody would have too, right?
Yes, an ombudsman provides information to the residents and family about their rights, procedures, and additional resources within the facility or community.
Yeah. What is the Pennsylvania Empowered Expert Residents Program?
The group of volunteer residents within the facility that are trained by an ombudsman as myself to teach them to self-advocate, empower themselves, to make improve their own quality of life and quality of care in a long-term care facility.
Mm-hmm.
They also empower other residents that's in the facility as well to help speak up for their quality of life or quality of care.
So it's real important then that it's not just the individual that's being taken care of, but this is a team effort that often involves family too, right?
We all should empower our consumers or our residents in these facilities to speak up. They deserve dignity and respect.
Yeah. Your job as coordinator, I'm sure you wear many hats, and I'm sure that you have to keep up to date with things that are going on, too. But I'm sure there isn't the same day for you. But just curious as to what your job is as coordinator.
As coordinator, I have to follow the state ombudsman guidelines for their documentation, paperwork, which is required to be completed in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
There is guidelines we follow from the Department of Aging, which is in Harrisburg. Mm. We also, as a coordinator, we are responsible for recruiting volunteers, such as attending expos.
Mm-hmm.
I do interviews as speakers, running ads in our local paper, newsletters, magazines. And then I do start all the training on all the volunteers.
So you're always looking for volunteers, I'm sure, right?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. What type of people are you looking for to volunteer?
A kind, compassionate person who has an active listening skills, willing to educate, empower residents to speak up for themselves, and for others who do not have the ability to speak for themselves,
mm-hmm.
willing to dedicate just a few hours a month to this program by doing outside visits or phone visits, community education. There are other tasks they can do also.
I'm sure with the volunteers that you have, you know, I'm certain that you have to offer them a lot of support, a lot of guidance, a lot of just keeping up to date on things. But I'm sure that the requirements and just behaviors had to change a great deal this year. But I'm sure that you're constantly directing these people.
Yes, yes. We actually have monthly meetings, or I'm only a phone call away.
Mm-hmm.
If my volunteers have any questions or need any guidance, they're more than welcome to call me. We do Zoom meetings. We did just recently start a meet back in person. And what we do is there are meetings. I give updates on, obviously, what's going on throughout the state,
mm-hmm.
and what we can do and what we cannot do. We are making phone calls to the facilities, my mm-hmm. volunteers and I, just letting the residents know that we're still here. We're still available.
There's a lot of people that answer to you throughout the county, but who do you answer to?
I am actually with the Department of Aging through Harrisburg, but I am contracted by the Somerset County Area Agency on Aging in Somerset. If anybody would like to get a hold of me, have any questions, I do have my own personal phone. The number is 814-483-6068, or they can reach me by mail, 1338 South Edgewood, Somerset, PA, 15501.
I'm curious because some information that you sent to me states that there are 52 area agencies on aging, which cover all 67 counties. Do you have contact with people throughout the state also regarding these regulations and regular contact to see what's going on throughout the state as well?
Yes, yes. We actually have meetings with Zoom meetings as well with the Department of Aging Ombudsman. And actually, we have a state ombudsman, Margaret Brajas, that has meetings with us as well and keeps us updated with the COVID-19 restrictions and who we can all reach out to each other for support and any questions or any guidance from each other.
So what are some of the common concerns by the public in general?
A lot of my concerns are regarding visitation rights, family and residents staying connected to their loved ones through these facilities. The negative part of these facilities are not having the technology to stay connected with loved ones and family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think some of the facilities were prepared for having that technology needed during this time.
Right.
But however, I do know the facilities are trying to reach out, doing Zoom meetings or FaceTiming with family. So that's a lot of my families reaching out and asking questions. How can I get to see my mom or my, you know, family member?
And I have said this a lot during the last couple of months, Brenda, but, you know, I just feel so bad because COVID-19 has obviously affected a lot of us. You know, I mean, it's hit within my own family even, but not just the health, the physical health, but the mental health of people. And I can't imagine how it must feel for residents, how scared they might be, how lonely, how isolated, especially during the first couple months of this. This had to be a tremendous challenge for you.
Yes, I cannot imagine how these residents are feeling.
Yeah.
Not being able to see families in person or doing their activities they used to do. They used to do activities in groups. They're not allowed to do that. They were not allowed to go in a dining room, even understanding what's going on around them. If you have staff coming in with wearing their masks or wearing these gowns, and, you know, could be a little, you know, more confusing to them.
Right.
I'm sure they felt alone.
Right.
Some facilities, it was hard to educate some of these residents on what was going on.
Right.
All they know is their family never came back. I did have family calling me and saying, you know, my loved one has called and crying because they think I'm mad at them because I have not returned to see them.
Man, that just had to be so heartbreaking to deal with on almost a regular basis.
It was hard.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was hard on us as well because not being able to enter the facilities to check on their well-being either.
Right.
You know, families are calling and residents are calling us for answers, and we don't have the answers either of getting the visitation rights back.
This shows how important the volunteer role is because you probably needed the people to be the go-between probably more than ever due to this year, right?
Yes, yes. The volunteers are reaching out to residents and the facilities, you know, just checking on the facility residents, see how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we can do by phone calls? Or I know some facilities are doing window visits, or they have a chat box that you can go in and do a visit that way.
Yeah. Brenda, is there any personal satisfaction that you get in this job you have?
I have developed a team that strives in making residents' life in their home facility just a little bit better.
Yeah.
Even the smallest task that we have done, we do on everyday basis helps a resident. It's like they won the lotto, and it makes it all worthwhile.
Mm.
It's just the littlest task. To know that I was part of empowering residents to live their life with dignity and respect, to have them know that they still have a voice and still have a choice.
Right.
My volunteers and I, that's a goal of ours, is to, you know, empower these residents that they have a voice.
Yeah.
And they do get a choice. It don't end at the doors upon a mission. just to see a smile upon their face from me just sitting there holding their hand or listening to a childhood story, or the residents start showing you pictures of the grandchildren or their home place.
Yeah.
It's a tearjerker.
Oh, I'm sure. No. I was talking earlier during the summer to my friend Denise Baldwin, who's a musician who plays music in a lot of facilities, and she's just saying, boy, just the socialization that is being missed out by a lot of these people now that just don't have it, and it's more lonely and more isolated. So if you could bring a smile and able to, like, make somebody happy, you know what I mean, because it just mm-hmm. hasn't been a great year, that just has to give you a great deal of personal satisfaction, as you said.
And I miss them. I miss the residents dearly. I miss listening to their stories. I mean, they know I'm here. I try to call and let them know that we're here.
Mm.
And I do get calls, but we all miss them.
Yeah.
I miss going in and listening.
Brenda, if anybody missed the early part of our conversation and they would like to reach out to you, they want to find out more information, if they would like to volunteer, who should they call?
They should call Brenda Nicholas at 814-483-6068 or by mail. It's 1338 South Edgewood, Somerset, PA, 15501. That is Somerset County Area Agency on Aging.
Brenda, such important work that you do, and I really hope that some people have listened to our conversation that have, you know, thinking to themselves now, this would be a great to get involved with this because of the tremendous work that you do. Please keep doing the great work that you're doing in our community. We really appreciate it, and thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.